Page 59. Foreman. Okay, there's another vote called for. I guess the quickest way is a show of hands. Anybody object? No one does. All right. All those voting not guilty, raise your hands. Jurors 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, and 12 raise their hands immediately. Foreman looks around table carefully, and then he too raises his hand. He looks around table, counting silently. 9. Hands go down. All those voting guilty. Jurors 3, 4, and 10 raise their hands. 3. They lower their hands. The vote is 9-3 in favor of acquittal. 10. I don't understand you people. How can you believe this kid is innocent? Look, you know how those people lie. I don't have to tell you. They don't know what the truth is. And let me tell you, they... 5 gets up from the table, turns his back to it, and goes to window. Don't need any real big reason to kill someone, either. You know, they get drunk, and bang, someone's lying in the gutter. Nobody's blaming them. That's how they are. You know what I mean? Violent. 9 gets up and goes to the window and looks out. He is followed by 11. Human life don't mean as much to them as it does to us. Hey, where are you all going? Look, these people are drinking and fighting all the time, and if somebody gets killed, they don't care. Oh, sure, there's some good things about them, too. Look, I'm the first to say that. 8 gets up, and then 2 and 6 follow him to window. I've known a few who were pretty decent, but that's the exception. Most of them, it's like they have no feelings. They can do anything. What's going on there? Foreman gets up and goes to window, followed by 7 and 12. I am speaking my piece, and you listen to me. They're no good. There's not a one of 'em who's any good. We better watch out. Take it from me. This kid on trial? 3 sits at table toying with knife as 4 gets up and starts toward 10. All the other jurors have their backs turned on 10. Well, don't you know about them? Listen to me. What are you doing? I'm trying to tell you something. 4 stands over him as he trails off. There is a dead silence. Then 4 speaks softly. Page 60. 4. I've had enough. If you open your mouth again, I'm going to split your skull. Stands there and looks at him. No one moves or speaks. 10 looks at 4 and then looks down at table. 10. Softly. I'm only trying to tell you. There is a long pause as 4 stares down at 10. 4. To jurors at window. All right, sit down, everybody. All move back to their seats. When they are all seated, 4 takes a stand behind men on upstage side of table. He speaks quietly. I still believe the boy is guilty of murder. I'll tell you why. To me, the most damning evidence was given by the woman across the street who claimed she actually saw the murder committed. 3. That's right. As far as I'm concerned, that's the most important testimony. 8. All right, let's go over her testimony. What exactly did she say? 4. Moving toward window. I believe I can recount it accurately. She said that she went to bed at about 11 o'clock that night. Her bed was next to the open window, and she could look out of the window while lying down and see directly into the window across the street. She tossed and turned for over an hour, unable to fall asleep. Finally, she turned toward the window at about 12:10, and as she looked out, she saw the boy stab his father. As far as I can see, this is unshakable testimony. 3. That's what I mean. That's the whole case. 4 takes off his eyeglasses and begins to polish them as they all sit silently watching him. 4. To all of them. Frankly, in view of this, I don't see how you can vote for acquittal. To 12, as he sits again. What do you think about it? 12. Well, maybe. There's so much evidence to sift. Page 61. 3. What do you mean, maybe? He's absolutely right. You can throw out all the other evidence. 4. That was my feeling. I don't deny the validity of the points that he has made. Motions at 8. Shall we say that on one side of the tracks there is doubt? But what can you say about the story of the woman? She saw it? 2. While he is polishing his glasses, 2. Squints at clock. 2. What time is it? 11. 6:10. 6. You don't suppose they'd let us go home and finish it in the morning? I've got a kid with mumps. 5. Not a chance. 8 to 2. Can't you see the clock without your glasses? 2. Not clearly. 8. Oh. 4. Glasses are a nuisance, aren't they? 8. An edge of excitement in his tone. Well, what do you all do when you wake up at night and want to know what time it is? 2. I put my glasses on and look at the clock. 4. I just lie in bed and wait for the clock to chime. My father gave it to me when we were married, my wife and I. It was 10 years before we had a place to put it. 8 to 2. Do you wear your glasses to bed? 2. Of course not. No one wears eyeglasses to bed. 8. The woman who testified that she saw the killing wears glasses. What about her? 4. Did she wear glasses? 11. Excitedly. Of course, the woman wore bifocals. I remember this very clearly. They looked quite strong. 9. That's right, bifocals. She never took them off. 4. Funny, I never thought of that. 8. I think it's logical to say that she was not wearing her glasses in bed, and I don't think she'd put them on to glance casually out the window. She testified that the murder took place the instant she looked out, and that the lights went out a split second later. She couldn't have had time to put on her glasses then. Page 62. Now, perhaps this woman honestly thought she saw the boy kill his father. Rises. I say that she only saw a blur. 3. How do you know what she saw? Maybe she's farsighted. Looks around. No one answers. Loudly. How does he know all these things? There is silence. 8. Does anyone think there is not a reasonable doubt? Looks round room, then squarely at 10. 10 looks down at table for a moment, then he looks up at 8. 10. I will always wonder, but there is a reasonable doubt. 3. Loudly. I think he's guilty. 8. Calmly. Does anyone else? 4. Quietly. No, I'm convinced now. There is a reasonable doubt. 8 to 3. You're alone. Foreman. 11 votes not guilty. 1 guilty. 3. I don't care whether I'm alone or not. I have a right. 8. Yes, you have a right. All stare at 3. 3. Well, I told you. I think the kid's guilty. What else do you want? 8. Your arguments. All look at 3 after glancing at 8. 3. I gave you my arguments. 8. We're not convinced. We're waiting to hear them again. We have time. Sits down again. 3 runs to 4 and grabs his arm. 3. Pleading. Listen, what's the matter with you? You're the guy. You made all the arguments. You can't turn now. A guilty man's going to be walking the streets. A murderer. He's going to die. Stay with me. 4. Rising. I'm sorry. I'm convinced. I don't think I'm wrong often, but I guess I was this once. Crosses right. There is a reasonable doubt in my mind. 8. We're waiting. 3 turns violently on him. 3 shouting. You're not going to intimidate me. They are all staring at 3. I'm entitled to my opinion. No one answers him. Page 63. It's gonna be a hung jury. Turns abruptly and sits in his chair again. That's it. 8. There's nothing we can do about that except hope that some night, maybe in a few months, why, you might get some sleep. 5. You're all alone. 9. It takes a great deal of courage to stand alone. 4. Moving back to table, sitting. If it is a hung jury, there will be another trial, and some of us will point these things out to the various lawyers. 3. Look around table at all of them. As 3's glance goes from juror to juror, each one of them shakes his head in his direction. Then suddenly, 3's face contorts and he begins to pound table with his fist. He seems about to cry. 3. Thundering. All right! Jumps up quickly and moves down right, his back to all of them as Foreman goes to door left and knocks. The other jurors now rise. The guard opens the door left and looks in and sees them all standing. The guard holds the door open for them as they all file past and out left. That is, all except 3 and 8. The guard waits for them. 8 moves toward the door left, pausing at left center. 8. to 3. They're waiting. 3. Sees that he is alone. He moves to table and pulls switch knife out of table and walks over to 8 with it. 3 is holding knife in approved knife fighter fashion. 3 looks long and hard at drawer 8 and weaves a bit from side to side as he holds knife with point of it in direction of 8's belly. 8 speaks quietly, firmly. Not guilty. 3 turns knife around and 8 takes it by handle. 8 closes knife and puts it away. 3. Not guilty. 3 walks out of room. 8 glances around quickly, sighs, then turns and moves out through door. Guard goes out, closing door. Curtain. End of Act 3. End of the book, 12 Angry Men, a play in 3 acts.